Geopolitical subtle calculation. The current geopolitical landscape is complex and dynamic, with the United States facing challenges from a variety of actors and regions. This article analyses some of the key events and trends shaping the global power struggle. It focuses on Putin's visit to the Arab countries, the situation in Latin America and the crisis in Ukraine, as well as the U.S. struggle against other powers in these areas and geopolitical shifts. Geopolitical war of the global mind. The geopolitical power struggle continues to expand. The first geopolitical power struggle started in Ukraine and spread all over the world. 3 days ago, the NATO Secretary General made a statement and said to be ready for bad news coming from Ukraine. The war that started with Ukraine is spreading to Africa, then to the Middle East, Asia Pacific, and Latin America. There is a deepening tension in these regions. Developments in Latin America. Venezuelan President Maduro recently claimed that half of the territory of Guyana, which shares a border with Venezuela, belongs to Venezuela. Specifically, he is interested in the Essequibo region of Guyana, which is rich in underground metal resources. If Venezuela attempted to invade Guyana, it would create significant unrest. It is worth noting that Guyana is a member of the British Commonwealth. The newly elected president of Argentina has asserted their country's claim to the Falkland Islands. In 1982, Argentina unsuccessfully attempted to capture the islands from the British. It remains to be seen whether history will repeat itself. A new development has emerged in Africa. Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger announced the establishment of a confederation in Africa, emphasizing their intention to expand and transform it. They want to make a federation. It is predicted that Chad and Cameroon will experience coups, and by the end of this process, Nigeria will have joined the federation. 4 days ago, the Russian defense minister held a meeting with Niger. Following the meeting, an accord was achieved, leading to Niger revoking its defense pacts with the EU. The latest situation in Ukraine and Europe. The current situation in Ukraine and Europe has been met with an important revelation. David Arahamia, leader of the Ukrainian People's Servant faction and head of the Ukrainian delegation in the negotiations with Russia, has stated that Russia desires peace. However, he has alleged that this aspiration has been impeded by Britain. David Arahamia caused a significant impact with his statement on Ukrainian television, disrupting the balance. Boris Johnson came to Kyiv during the negotiations. He told us not to sign any agreement with Russia. Keep fighting, he said. A recent statement from the NATO Secretary General cautioned to prepare for bad news from Ukraine, indicating that the war may soon conclude. The adaptation of an aid pact for Ukraine by the end of this year is proving to be a challenging task for Congress, despite the White House's efforts to secure its approval. The White House wants Congress to approve the aid pact for Ukraine by the end of the year, but it is very difficult for Congress to approve it. Zelensky has become a liability to Europe and should be removed from power. He received significant funding for the war in Ukraine, but the extent of corruption in the country has made it unclear where the money was allocated. As a result, there is ongoing political instability in the country. Europe is recognizing that the conflict in Ukraine is approaching its end and the country remains deeply divided. The mayor of Kyiv and the chief of the general staff are engaged in a power struggle with Zelensky. One potential outcome is that Ukraine may face defeat in the ongoing conflict. With the conclusion of Zelensky's presidency nearing, plans have been made to hold an election to select a new president and team. The objective is to subsequently engage in negotiations with Russia and work towards achieving peace at the negotiating table. The second possibility is that Zelensky might flee the country or meet an unfortunate demise, and he could be deemed a martyr. They could even erect a statue in his honor, but ultimately a new leader will be elected who will negotiate with Russia. The European Union does not support Ukraine anymore. As the conflict within Ukraine intensifies, numerous revelations are anticipated to surface promptly. Disclosures regarding the allocation of billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine and those who benefit from it are expected. The country is overwhelmed with corruption, and consequently, we will see an increase in revelations concerning the funds sent there. The European Union is no longer able to provide funding for Ukraine due to Germany experiencing financial difficulties. Additionally, there is currently a missing 17 billion euros from Germany's budget with no knowledge of its whereabouts. Specifically, the German Constitutional Court has rejected the allocation of 60 billion euros towards the climate issue. Analyzing the shifts in geopolitical power, it is evident that a certain mind is attempting to divide the power of the United States. The aim is to prevent the US from concentrating on a potential conflict with China in the Asia-Pacific region by instigating a power struggle across multiple regions. Middle East. Putin visited the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia to discuss the ongoing reshaping of the region. Both of these countries have recently become members of BRICS and the organization is growing. During his meetings with Arab leaders, Putin sought to reassure them that he intended to positively influence the region. He also traveled to the Gulf to explain that there is no animosity between Iran and Arab countries. Putin stated that Arab nations, including Iran, should collaborate. This declaration was received positively by Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The second issue Putin discussed with Arab countries was oil production. There is a bargain between Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the Arab countries of the Gulf can establish the geopolitical equation in the Middle East together. This was the main reason for Putin's meeting with the Arab states. The US and Russia are fighting over the Gulf countries, but Russia is ahead in this struggle. Russia's close relations with Turkey, Iran, and the Arab Gulf states strengthen Putin's hand. What about the US? Let us turn our attention to the United States before discussing significant plans. Current public opinion polls show that the previous president Donald Trump is leading by a considerable margin among Republican Party candidates in the lead-up to the 2024 elections. However, the recent actions of the Koch group are notable. Despite previously supporting Trump, the Koch family made an unexpected move. The Koch group, recognized for its conservative position, has declared its endorsement of Nikki Haley in the 2024 presidential campaign. Haley, former governor of South Carolina and 29th permanent representative of the United States to the United Nations, has been supported by the Koch group. The Koch group has pledged boundless backing for Haley's campaign via its Americans for Prosperity Foundation. This illustrates an altered equilibrium. The struggle of the U.S. deep mind against the global mind. As evident, a geopolitical conflict is underway worldwide and is steadily increasing in magnitude. It is a gradual process and may take a considerable time to reach its logical conclusion. The balance of power is gradually tilting towards Asia from the West. Nonetheless, the United States is striving to hinder China's progress in the Asia-Pacific region to prevent this shift in power balance. You can negotiate with Russia or the Middle East, but it is very difficult to negotiate with China. That's why the global minds that support and create China want to divide the power of the US and prevent the US from focusing on the fight against China in the Asia-Pacific. If the US fights in more than one place, this will give China time to gain strength. The global mind knows that China cannot defeat the USA. Even if China loses the war, it will have dealt a heavy blow to the US, and as a result of this blow, the order established by the US will collapse and the global mind will establish a new order. The order established by the USA after the Second World War is wanted to be taken back by the owners of the old order. This is the war, and China is the most critical point of this war. Ukraine and many other countries are chosen proxy countries. They all have a mission for the establishment of the new order. Their mission in the Ukraine war was to weaken Russia and reshape Europe. Russia has found a way out, but Europe is being reshaped. The US deep mind also saw this and responded. Who will win the 2024 elections will determine how the geopolitical war will be shaped. Two of them are very critical. One is the US elections and the second is the European parliamentary elections. A question for you: would there have been so many crises in Europe without the Ukrainian war? There would not have been, and then we would have seen a different equation. The war created a different equation. This is the power that the US is struggling with. There will be a war in Asia-Pacific until 2025, but this war will be limited to Asia-Pacific. You can read my previous articles on this subject. The war continues in every field and everywhere. The rise of the rightists in Europe is included in this balance. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst Kanan Haidarov. Topic: Geopolitical Calculation. Data July 12, 2023.